Thank you for joining us for Your Marketing Copilot, which is a production of ABCI. ABCI specializes in cost-effective marketing systems and campaigns in the aviation industry. I'm Paula Williams, a marketing consultant with ABCI and the instructor for ABCI's Marketing Masterclass, a course designed for business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs who would like to improve their marketing results. More information about the Marketing Masterclass is also available on our website, abci1.com. Well, welcome to this episode of Your Marketing Copilot. And this week we've got a very special guest. Mark Leeper is the president of Seabright, a business development and consulting company. Seabright specializes in relationship marketing, customer and lead follow-up systems, as well as business incentives and rewards. His company markets and distributes send-out cards, the latest web to print to USPS technology, and he'll be telling you what all that is, with supporting consultant services. The Seabright company client list includes leading business speakers and authors, Fortune 500 companies, professionals, medical facilities, and major trade associations. Prior to Seabright Company, Mark was the CEO of Advanced Laser Technology, a practice management company specializing in the development of medical laser clinics. Under his supervision and implementation of a comprehensive business plan, the Advanced Laser Technologies expanded to 8 clinics throughout Washington, California, Nevada, and Arizona. Mark attended Pacific Lutheran University and studied business administration. He has over 25 years of sales and management experience. Mark graduated from the Zig Ziglar Performance Training Institute as a certified trainer and facilitator. Mark resides in Gig Harbor, Washington, with his wife, Carolyn, his 14-year-old son, Jeff, and his 88-year-old father-in-law, Art. Mark has grown up with the aviation bug. His father-in-law was a World War II P-51 ace. His father, Don Leeper, is a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel fighter pilot, and Mark has been a licensed pilot since 1980 with IFR and commercial ratings. So welcome, Mark.
Well, thank you for the introduction, Paula.
I know.
I appreciate it. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, Mark and I have been we've been colleagues for quite some time. I've actually met him in person one time, and that was in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that right?
That's correct. You met me at my other office, Starbucks, there in Scottsdale.
Right. You work out of the Starbucks.
Right down the street from the Scottsdale Airport. So a great place to camp out when I'm not working. I can be looking at airplanes taking off and landing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I know. It's fun to one of the strange things about being an entrepreneur is you have to find the most productive environment for you. And, I know I couldn't work in a Starbucks. I'd be eating scones all day long, and that's not good for a lot of reasons. But that's neat. So anyway, let's talk about your company. How did you get into send out cards?
Well, backing up just a little bit about the focus of the company that I put into place in, 2001, I guess. I spent 20, 25 years in sales and marketing. And I got to a point in my selling career, marketing career, that I had the opportunity to go out on my own. I had 3 or 4 key customers in the Phoenix area, and so it afforded me to make that jump into a full-time company of my own. And when you do that, you have to look at what you really like to do and what you want to focus on. And I'm a much better sales and sales trainer, team builder, than I am a marketing person. That's one of the reasons I gave you a call here a year or so ago is I was looking for somebody that was as good at marketing as you are. And so I started Seabright to help professionals and businesses with their inside sales process, primarily doctors and dentists, companies that were more technically oriented. They weren't sophisticated sales organizations, so they really needed the basics put in, and they were spending marketing dollars on advertising back then. You know, everybody was in the radio and newspapers. That's all there was, and spending a lot of dough on that marketing, but weren't able to capitalize on the phone calls, et cetera, coming in. So we helped them develop sales presentations and procedures, including sales training for clinical, you know, the clinical individuals that weren't really sales-minded, and then we implemented CRM procedures to follow up on patients and clients and gain referrals. So I was sitting in my other office, Starbucks, there, right where we met, and discussing business with a friend in our world is always looking for new customers and looking for ways, new profit centers, and looking for ways to help our customers out, and discussing this. And the person next to us was a gal that actually uses our system and had overheard our conversation and offered a name and a phone number of Jordan Adler, who's the guru of the send out card system. He's really built it into an art that works. And so she handed me a small piece of paper with his name and phone number on it, which I promptly put at the bottom of my briefcase and didn't think about. I had other things on my mind, like most business people, too much going on. And so about 2 weeks later, I said, you know, I might want to give this guy a call. And I found the piece of paper and called him on the phone. And within about 15 minutes, I knew that he had exactly what I needed when I needed it, and that was a send-out card system. So I hung up the phone. I purchased the system and began implementing it with my existing clients and my pipeline of prospects. It immediately started to work.
That's fantastic. Let me go back to one point that you mentioned. You're working with businesses that are technically oriented, but not really marketing or sales professionals. I think that applies to a lot of aviation companies where people are so busy perfecting their products and offering the very best product or service that they can. And, you know, they may not have the time or interest in sales and marketing, you know, as an organization like yours or mine would have.
Well, yeah, that's correct. I've got the utmost respect for people that can build airplanes, can design products, offer medical services. Those technically minded people have to stay focused on what they do the best. And lots of times they're entrepreneurial, which means they're having to do the full circle of business from manufacturing the product to fulfilling the product to marketing the product, selling the product, and then back around to support. And that's a tough circle to do all of with most companies. And so most people don't have a sophisticated sales organization, and that's where people like us, Paula, can help.
Right.
Help with that end of the business, and so that's been my niche, and it's an enjoyable one. I'm not competing with other people that are good at sales, basically.
Right.
It could be looked at as selfish, but I like working with a new salesperson or somebody that says, okay, do this, show me how to do this, and get it done for me.
Right.
And so. It's a fun way to make a
living. Right. And I have a kind of a similar story to yours, you know, where someone gave you a piece of paper with Jordan Adler's name and number on it. You know, of course, you called me, you know, I'm not even sure how long ago that was, you know, and I said, okay, that's nice, and put it on the back burner for, you know, 3 or 6 months. And, you know, over time, it kind of dawned on me, and I know this happens a lot in the marketing cycle. People are so busy with their own business and so busy perfecting their own product or service that they don't open their mind really to something that's a new possibility. And so, you know, I kind of didn't do anything with it for quite some time, but, you know, like your piece of paper that went to the bottom of your briefcase and then came up, when you were ready for it. I think that happens a lot with marketing and send out cards is another one of those opportunities.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the same, and you're so good at what you do, and to be as good at what you do, it requires 95% of your time. And so I think being successful, and I've been successful, unsuccessful things, you've got to figure out when you need help at something, or at least when to adopt a system that makes your life a lot easier. And that's back to the send out card system. We'll discuss exactly how it works here, I'm sure, in a bit, but. One of the nice things about it is that it is a system that is simple, and therefore people continue to use it.
Right.
And you look at our retention, it's 99%. It's easy. People use it. It doesn't require a full-time effort just to stay good at it. It's not like flying instruments where you better do a lot of it and be very good at it all the time, or something bad can happen. This is a system that people can use once in a while or all the time and be very good at it in a very short period of time.
Right. And yeah, that's one of those really great things about you, Mark, is that you spend the time on sales. So, that's the thing that you're good at. I spend the time on marketing. That's what I'm good at. And I remember reading an article that said that it takes 10,000 hours to become really, really proficient at a skill. So, if you're really, really proficient at one thing, you may want to just adopt a system that does the other things for you rather than putting in that kind of time. That's kind of unsustainable for a lot of companies to be good at everything. So, I can give my sales to you. You can give your marketing to me, and we can both use send out cards to do some of our keeping in touch with people and that kind of task. So, Mark, I know you're really good with the send out card system. Could you walk us through how the system works?
Yeah, you bet. Well, a little bit about the company. Send Out Cards it's a Salt Lake City-based company. They were ranked, I think, in 154th of the fastest-growing privately held companies last year by 500. Did a little over 50 million in sales. Our product is a web-to-print post office relationship marketing system, and it's based on the handwritten card. You go way back 30 years ago when I got into sales, and my managers would always say, let's kick things off the right way. After you make contact with somebody, or if you really need to build a relationship with somebody, get a card and handwrite it and get it in the mail. And, sales guys, we're always looking and having to look down the road to the next prospect. And so it requires time and effort to do that. You got to find the card, you got to find the stamp, then you've got to write in the card successfully, which seldom happened for me because of my handwriting, then find a post office, and lots of times it just ended up in the glove box baking away because you were so busy, again, doing the full circle of the sales process. Well, the send out card system is just a better mousetrap. It enables you to go to a it's a web-based system. It enables you to go through your own website to the cloud, where there's an inventory of 15,000 cards, stock cards in there. And these are greeting cards, or postcards, or trifold cards, which we have a lot of companies use as brochures or marketing material. You can select one of these existing cards, type a message. It will actually print in your own handwriting, and then you can select a signature font, which is exactly like your signature. So we have people in Salt Lake down in the basement that you send in a handwriting sample to with your signature, and they create this font. So you're able to select it right off your website, and you type your personal message in, sign it, click send, and then the Send Out Cards company actually prints this material up in the evening. They stuff it in an envelope with a real stamp on it, and it goes out of the post office in the morning. So you're able to get a nice card that carries a lot of impact with it into the mail in 5 minutes from your chair or your pickup truck or your aircraft. You can really send something out that means somebody or something to somebody.
That's great. I know one of the things that you mentioned when we first talked was, and actually I've been doing this as well, is sending a card from, you meet people at trade shows and you get this big pile of business cards. And when you're in the departure lounge on your way out, or at the FBO, you can always just sit there with your laptop while you're waiting and send out cards to this entire stack of business cards that you just received, and they get a real card in the real U.S. mail, usually sometimes before they get home.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of my biggest points with this, or my best markets for this. Two of my best customers are the largest promoters of trade shows in the world. And it's very interesting. As I started to expand or try to expand my business, I was looking for other markets to go into, and that's one of the reasons I found you. But I'm always looking for the gatekeepers of industries. So I went to some trade show promoters, and I did not know this, but they have a tracking industry that's attached to them. It's the Center for Exhibition Industry Research, Their site is ceir.org, but it says up to 80% of leads gathered at trade shows are never followed up on, which is amazing, because I know that there's certain companies that are going to go to ConExpo this in March in Las Vegas. They're going to spend over $10 million, just one company, going to a trade show. So you can imagine the impact on your bottom line if 80% of the people you talk to, you never get back to.
Right.
And this is a system that you can literally have a card in the mail that will beat them home a lot of times. And when they get there, they open it up and they have a name and a face to put with you. And so it really distinguishes your company.
Right. So how is a handwritten card more effective than, any of the other golly gee whiz bang technological fantastic things that people use in marketing?
Well, I hate to use the word more effective, because the new ways to make it rain, which you're so good at, Paula, there's a lot of ways to find people now that we could never have in the past, from LinkedIn, and that's how I found you.
Right.
To Facebook, to the wonderful websites that you put together and the search engines, et cetera. And so in one respect, it gets the phone to ring faster and less expensive. I think the send out cards can be looked at as another tool in your toolbox that builds relationships. I don't know, and social media, of course, is new enough, but you've got to say, okay, well, does it really build the relationships you want to? We don't know that yet, at my end anyway, but I think a handwritten card gets beyond the emails. It gets beyond a lot of the generic materials out there. It sets the tone for you personally as an individual, and it sets the tone for your company. You know, these notes differentiate you from most other businesses. If you listen properly to a customer or a friend or an associate, and we're able to gather some specific information about your customer, you have an opportunity to build relationships, and that's what this can do. It's a relationship-building tool. Just a quick example is a very large company that sells big pieces of equipment was at a trade show here about a year ago, and they relayed this story back to me. They use our system, and the guy had flown in from Montana and was looking at a big piece of equipment for a farm. And the salesperson did exactly what I like to hear. He listened to this gentleman about his personal life, come to find out that his granddaughter was actually dancing in a recital the following weekend. So after the show was over, he sent out cards. He sat down and found a picture of a girl dancing on a greeting card. And just put on the inside of the card, hey, it was nice meeting you at the show, and I sure hope your granddaughter had a great recital. Well, this went out in the mail, and about 10 days later, the guy called up and says, you know, I have not had a handwritten card sent to me in years, and I'd like to do business with you. Now, there were other manufacturers there with devices that were just as good as this company's, but the fact that that relationship was built made $1 million sale, literally. So that's the power of the handwritten card.
That's a fantastic story. And I know in aviation, you know, especially at some of those trade shows, it's hard to compete with the big shiny objects, especially if you're a smaller company or if you sell something that is maybe not quite so so attractive as a new Hawker jet or something like that. You've got to find a way to stand out. And I think that's such a great story because it shows who genuinely cares about people and isn't just sending spam, you know, in the mail or, you know, either direct mail spam or electronic spam, all of which we all get way too much of. So, you know, when you actually take the time to listen to somebody and show that, that's really cool. Another thing I like about your or about send out cards, about the product, is that you can include a photograph. So, you know, if you have a picture taken at a trade show in your booth, you know, you can just send out a card that says, you know, did we answer all of your questions? And then they remember you, they remember your booth, they remember the conversation you had, you know, and so that's not quite as effective as your ballerina, but, you know, in a situation where you've got a lot of cards to send out, you know, that might be effective as well.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm glad you touched on that. You have the ability to do anything in the Sendai card system that you do really at your local printers, or you can import pictures and custom artwork into the system, just bing, bing, bing. Just in a few minutes, you can drag and drop pictures in. You can layer full bleed shots, logos, et cetera. So we have organizations that will take a picture of a customer standing next to their product and flip to the inside of the card and put their message in there. You can load in your business card. And then the system also gives you the ability to memorize all these or store custom cards. So it's really an Adobe Photoshop within the system. And you can be as elaborate as you want to or as simple as you want to, and both work.
Right.
But if you just take a few minutes by sending one thank you card, you really put yourself in the top 250 in your field. I mean, if you think about it, when's the last time you got just a thank you card that wasn't trumping a business? All it was doing is, hey, thanks for showing up. Thanks for being there. Because these people, they take their time and money to turn up at these exhibitions and shows too. There's a huge commitment. They're gone from their own company. And just a quick thank you just sets you way apart from most businesses.
Exactly. I think that's something that is missing from business relationships these days, is just the pleasantries and the thank yous and the I appreciate your time and those kinds of things.
Right.
Yeah, just to kind of relate, and I know we could go on for a long time about the different features of the product. Of course, what we do is marketing, and there are, in the three phases of marketing, there's prospecting, there is follow-up, and then there is post-sale activity, where you do your recaptures and repeat sales, testimonials, and so forth. And, there are a few products or a few methods that can be used at all three levels. And I think, this system is one of the few that can do that. So for prospecting, like you mentioned, at trade shows, and there are some other ways to use send out cards for prospecting. You hear of someone from someone else, you hear that they may have a use for this product or service, and you can send them a card. One thing that you can do on social media is a lot of people will put their birthday and their birth month on Facebook or on LinkedIn. And so, you get this little alert saying it's so-and-so's birthday. If you send them a birthday card from your company, people don't get very many birthday cards these days. So, that's another way to send out something that will really stand out.
Go ahead.
Did you have any other thoughts on prospecting or follow up or post sale activities?
Well, I think you said it there. A well maintained network of about 100 people can lead to millions of dollars of business, and so each person can connect you to 250 plus people, and that's 25,000 potential connections that may be able to refer you business. They like you and trust you, and will get referrals to you. So people will keep a greeting card. They'll store that. Emails get deleted.
True.
And the cards and photos that mean things to people and make people feel a certain way, they'll always remember how they make you feel. They won't always necessarily remember exactly what your product is, but if you stand out in somebody's mind because you sent them something that meant something to them, then they're gonna refer people to you, and that's a real key thing. You know?
So how often should you send a card to someone who's in your network? Quarterly or more often, less often, just on their birthday? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we've got to be practical because we'd be sitting at our desktop sending cards out. which I love. I've never been able to make money by making people feel good like this, which is a great thing, but there's all different ways to find special occasions. Birthdays, are perfect. And you can talk to key people in different industries around that have built multi-million dollar businesses just with huge birthday campaigns. And then you have special occasions, and it's fun to find, maybe off-the-wall occasions. I got a Groundhog's Day card the other day, which I thought was a kick. And so those types of things, of course, are for fun, holidays. And then the system also gives you the ability to program in it campaigns so that that if you meet a group of people at a show or at a certain marketing event, and you need to ping these people back, you can program the system in different intervals, you know, whether it's 90 days or 180 days out, to send a card out that says, "Hey, we'd love to follow up with you again."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just a great way to follow up with people. So I think everybody can kind of use their judgment in that. You know, after an event, it's much more effective to send a personalized note than it is, you know, a $20, 20-pound sack of information that tells everything about your company. If you listen to your customer, you get something out that's personalized. Maybe you answer one of their concerns or one of their questions, and then reference, hey, you know, expect brochures down the road.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 days or 30 days or whatever that's good for your type of business. And then you've already beat everybody else to the punch, because now they know who you are and they know that you care and you're to be expecting more detailed information for your product.
Right. You know, one thing that, you know, we've been advising clients is to use less paper and stuff, you know. So, I mean, everybody goes home from these trade shows with a sack full of brochures and catalogs and things that will either just get filed in a drawer somewhere, you know, for probably 3 months, and then they get thrown out. But, you know, what we're advising people to do is to put their information online so that people can find it when they want it, but then give people something smaller, you know, like a very small brochure or like a personalized handwritten card would fit that bill perfectly. And just say, remember the conversation we had? We talked about this. We talked about your problem with X, Y, and Z. There's more information on our website at this address. You know, that way you don't have to send 20 pounds of information. They probably appreciate it more when they don't get 20 pounds of information. And, you know, it's more effective because it's more personalized.
That's a great idea, and you couldn't have said it better. You can put reference to a link or a website in a greeting card.
Uh-huh.
That shows your information, and, you know, you've got a piece that's out in the mail for about $1 instead of having to mail out, like I said, 20 pounds at $20, or, you know, sackfuls of generic brochures that people end up back on the airplane with that usually end up getting discarded at the airport either before or after they land.
Right.
People can't lug them around. So, you know, a quick reference with a card and a follow-up email. And then always warn them you're going to call them in a certain period of time, too. All three are the way to go. A card, a quick email down the road, and then a phone call seems to be the most effective.
Right. So that mixed media campaign. Great. So, and I know there's a lot more that we could talk about with using this in campaigns, but let's talk about this. A lot of companies are, you know, needing to diversify, you know, their income streams because, you know, they're seasonal or, you know, a recession hits or their product is you know, used in some circumstances and not others. How can send out cards create an income stream for a company?
Well, that's one of the best parts about this system. Back to when we got started with it, we started sending cards to C-level executives, and here's what took place is I started getting phone calls on my cell phone from people that I'd been trying to reach for a long time. Phone calls and emails just weren't getting me anywhere, and I started sending personalized greeting cards, and my phone started to ring, and here's what took place. The first call I got actually was from a president of a large company in Phoenix. And I took the call and he said, "Hey, are you the person that sent me the card?" And I said, "Well, yes, I am. Who are you?" And he said, "Well, I'm so-and-so." And he said, "Well, nobody sent me a card for a long time. I would love to chat with you. Can we book you in to come down and see us?" And I said, "You bet." And then he said this to me. He said, "You know, and where do you get this card system? Because I want my sales team to use it." And so I'd understood from speaking with Jordan the potential of marketing the system, but I didn't really understand it until it started taking place. That through my marketing efforts for my primary business, I started getting inquiries about where you get the send out card system. Well, the only place to get the send out card system is from another user. And so when you are using your own, when you're accomplishing your own marketing, you're passively marketing the send out card system, and it affords you the opportunity to plug other people into the send out cards company. And when that takes place, they mail you checks in the mail that say thank you. And you can also build residual income, and that's a great word for us people that have been fighting it out in business for a long time. We're all trying to build residual income because we want to work, you know, one time and maybe be able to get down the road and back off a little bit. So when you plug another business into this, they reward you with money, and then you're able to collect a residual income on the amount of card volume that goes out through your whole referral network. So it's a hybrid franchise, basically, that networks throughout the business community. And we have companies that make a little. We have companies that pay for their marketing, and we have companies that have made so much money doing this that they have an option to do this instead of what they used to do. And that's myself. I have found that the send out cards income has become our primary source of income and our most enjoyable source of income.
I was going to say, that's exactly what you did, is you kind of worked yourself out of, you worked yourself out of your consulting business with send out cards.
Yeah. And I still love to do that. Most of the consulting I do is showing people how to implement the system. And some of the bigger companies I have, they don't want to be hands-on at all with using it. I'll use it for them to help them. Mm. But I enjoy mostly working with companies and helping them implement this system. And it's just been a great thing.
That's fantastic.
Have put in place.
Yeah, I don't know of very many more marketing techniques that you can use that pay you money instead of costing you money, which is a great thing. It really encourages you, not only to use it, but also, to share it with other folks. And I know you did that with me, and that seems to be working with you. And, hopefully that will be something that I can share with our clients as well in ways that are beneficial to everyone.
Yeah, you bet. It's the system markets itself, it's so cost effective. Just a little bit about the price on it that we haven't covered. You know, the average greeting card at Hallmark is $3.29. Our average greeting card is less than $1.50 mailed. And so, again, it's a better mousetrap. It's something that we have to use or should be using. Mm-hmm. Yet it's faster, less expensive, and easier to use.
Right. And I don't know if you've ever gone to a Hallmark store, as a business person, and tried to look for something that's appropriate for a particular occasion, but it's a huge waste of time, at least for me, because, I'm not real good at finding the right card for the right situation. But, one thing I like about the system, and this is probably why I use it more than anything else, is because you can find a card just by typing in a term, thank you, or, like you said, the dancer, or, something that's really obscure, you can find a card for in no time, and it'll show up on your screen with a selection of cards to pick from that meet the criteria you asked for.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Yeah, and then if you wanted to do the customized cards, the price would be a lot more than $3.29. I had some cards in gray or some cards printed, I think about a year and a half ago, and I had to get a minimum number, and it cost an arm and a leg. But okay, well, let me ask you this. Mark, what is your favorite book that has to do with entrepreneurship or sales or marketing or any of those topics?
It would probably be Beach Money, and it was written by Jordan Adler, and it's exactly about entrepreneurship and building residual income.
Uh-huh.
And that's specifically my hot button, and it certainly is a lot of business people I talk to today. It's if you can do what you do really well and be able to look to the future towards it perpetuating itself. It's a wonderful thing. So this book is tremendous, and it's written by somebody that has walked the walk and talked the talk, and it's a lot of evidence behind it. So it's a great book.
Right. Okay. Beach Money by Jordan Adler. All right. We'll put some information about that on the website. And then the last thing we wanted to talk about is if someone wanted to get involved with send out cards, or if they wanted to use the system for themselves, we wanted to offer an opportunity for that to happen.
Yeah, this system is very visual, so you've been nice enough to let me talk for 30 minutes. If we have somebody sitting in front of their computer for literally 10 minutes, we can have them send a card with a free, what we call a gift account. And so I would suggest that they give you a call, Paula, and we'll set them up on gift accounts so that there's no charge for them at all. They can have this system with their own password, secure, by the way, to go into our website, and they can send cards out of the system to experience just how easy it is.
Right.
So if they can give you a call, just in a few minutes, we can set this system up, and then if they like it, you know, they can keep it, and they can keep it by purchasing the thing, just upgrading the gift account. And you can put this in play for as little as $99 one time. So we're not talking about a huge decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great tool. So I would give Paula a call, and if she needs to defer anybody my way for questions, I'll be glad to support any of that effort. So.
Right. Yeah, Mark, that's exactly how you and I got started. As you know, I gave you a call. You walked me through the system, and 10 minutes later, I had sent a test card to myself, so that I could see the quality of the card. And being a very suspicious person and being very particular about what I send out, that was the first one that I sent, and I was pretty pleased with it. But if anyone would like to do the same thing, you're very welcome to give me a call at 702-987-1679, and within about 10 minutes we'll set you up with a gift account and walk you through the process to send out a card. And if you don't catch me, you can just leave a voicemail and I'll get back to you. Just let me know when it's a convenient time to get back with you. And again, it only takes about 10 minutes, and we can get that done. And it's one of those things, it's easier to show than tell. It's one of those things where if you're sitting in front of a computer, you just click a few buttons and you're done. And it doesn't matter if you're technical or not. It doesn't matter if you're, a computer whiz or anything like that. It's an easy thing. All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Is there anything else you wanted to add about the system or about, marketing or send out cards or anything else?
Just want to thank you, Paula, for all the assistance you've given us, and it's wonderful to work with people that are as competent as you. So we certainly appreciate this opportunity, and would love to work with anybody in the aviation community that might see a need for this. So, thank you again.
That's great, and I appreciate you taking the time to share this with our audience. I know everybody's always looking for techniques that are cost effective and that work for their marketing, and this was a really great one. So thanks very much for sharing your time with us.
Yeah, love to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Your Marketing Copilot is a production of Aviation Business Consultants International. Please visit our blog for more great discussions on marketing at www.abci1.com. You can read my opinions on marketing and aviation topics on the Forbes Business Aviation blog Wheels Up at blogs.forbes.com/wheelsup. You can also find Aviation Business Consultants on Facebook and Twitter. We have a free book titled Aviation Marketing, Cost-Effective Strategies and Tools, which is available at www.abci1.com/freebook. Thank you for joining us for the Marketing Copilot. If you have any questions or comments on today's show or any suggestions for future shows, please feel free to leave them on our blog or email paula@abci1.com. And we look forward to seeing you next week.